After a storm of criticism, Australian Fashion Week has this morning dropped a child model from its program. The catwalk appearance of 14-year-old Polish model Monika Jagosiak was slammed by psychologists, magazine editors and the Australian Fashion Council. The magazine Vogue Australia cancelled a feature with the girl, and the Fashionistas renewed a call for a ban on models under 16 years. But the international event, which officially gets underway later this month, has done a major turnaround and is today instituting a ban on models under 16. Karen Barlow reports.
Australian Fashion Week is the high point of the local style calendar.
Well done.
But people are today talking about Fashion Week for reasons other than clothes. 14-year-old Polish rising star Monika Jagosiak was booked to appear on the Sydney catwalk, her tender age causing trouble. It even prompted this reaction from the New South Wales Community Services Minister, Kevin Green, who today referred the matter to the Children's Guardian.
We need to ensure that the activities that this young lady is involved in are appropriate for her age level.
Monika Jagosiak's age became apparent to Vogue Australia 2 days ago. The editor-in-chief of Vogue, Kirsty Clements, made the immediate decision to pull the teenager from their Fashion Week coverage.
We had been told that this rising star was coming to Australia, and we'd been working off headshots and some publicity shots that she'd done, and I just figured she was the average age of a model. And it was only, so we said, yeah, she's great, we'll use her for a couple of shoots. And then it was only, I think 2 nights ago that I found out it was relayed to me that she was 14, so I pulled the plug on it.
It is hard to tell when young girls are dressed up with great clothes and makeup.
It is. That's the problem. And I mean, you know, they're all, models are young, so it's very hard to tell. You can sort of see them in the flesh if they walk in with nothing on. But if you're working from head sheets, you really do need to know a birth date. Yeah, and, you know, 14 is young and extreme.
Australian Fashion Week initially stood by their girl, insisting she had parental support and would have been chaperoned on the Sydney visit. But in a statement a short time ago, its founder, Simon Locke, said he was revising Fashion Week's industry policy in light of industry and community concern. Effective immediately, both male and female models participating in Fashion Week will need to be at least 16 years of age and must be represented by a model agency. But Vogue's Kirsty Clements says the Monika Jagosiak case is symptomatic of a sick fashion system.
I mean, there's the obvious sexualisation of very young girls that's coming through in that context, but also the idea that the reason they're using them so young is because they actually haven't developed women's bodies yet. And that's a whole other part of the business that's a problem, is that they want them so thin and that they have to get them prepubescent. That is a big disconnect, I think, to what essentially they're supposed to be doing is selling clothes to women, and yet you're getting them so young that they haven't even developed a curve. And what does that mean? They're going to be washed up and on scrap heap, which actually does happen as soon as they start to develop breasts and hips. It's ridiculous.
The bulk of the industry is against the use of models under 16 years. The publisher and editor of Marie Claire, Jackie Frank, says publishers and companies selling products should take a stand.
Yes, sexuality, sex sells. And they need that. And at 14, you just don't have it. And if you do, I'd be very concerned as a parent.
There are no official age-based guidelines for modelling in Australia. What's stopping that sort of thing from actually becoming a reality?
Well, I think we as an industry need to get together and actually work these guidelines into our profession. I mean, it's the same as doing the body mass index weight and having that as a guideline. So nothing's stopping us. We need to get together as an industry.
The editor of Marie Claire, Jackie Frank, ending that report from Karen Barlow.